Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here at Jim Enlow Court with CHS's head volleyball coach, Julie Crum, after her team's smackdown of the visiting Otterville Eagles in three sets, 25-17, 25-14, and 25-9. Congratulations, Coach Crum. What made it happen tonight?
A lot of teamwork. You know, this is a really talented group of girls. You know, they have all of the skills and potential they need, you know, to play well against any opponent we come up against. There are some things that we need to work on. You know, they were nervous, you know, nerves playing together. I mean, I had to build a brand new team this year with one returning starter. So they are making it work every day, though. And it's just kind of trying to find a combination of girls that are going to make it happen together all the time.
Coach Crum, you had some good serving, but maybe it wasn't quite as on target as it was during the jamboree. No. Is there a mental difference between the jamboree and the full-blown?
I think the girls were more relaxed during the jamboree. I think that they put a lot of pressure on themselves for the first, you know, we're playing at home for the first time. It might have been more beneficial to be somewhere else, you know, playing at the opponent's place. But hopefully, you know, tomorrow the nerves are gone. They can think about some of the things that happened today and prepare themselves for tomorrow night and Eldon on Thursday.
And Eldon is also on the road, or is
yes.
Eldon?
Yep, we have Fulton tomorrow away, and then Eldon on the road as well.
What type of volleyball do you expect from Fulton and Eldon, ma'am?
I'm expecting Fulton to be a pretty good matchup tomorrow. So these girls are going to have to work hard to stay on top. Eldon, they've been pretty competitive in the past. I know that they've lost, you know, one of their strongest players, so I'm anxious to see how that pans out as well on Thursday.
Coach, we're almost done here. Back to Eldon and Fulton. Are either of those squads people that your players played against during summer ball or club ball, that type of thing?
You know, I'm sure that I have some of my club players have probably played against some of them. You know, they always have knowledge of some of those players. But I couldn't say for sure.
All right. Anybody put a smile on your face tonight, Coach?
You know, they all did, because when they make a mistake, they always try to step up. And I'm like, you know, I always tell them, before we play, we're going to make mistakes today. It's how you recover from your mistakes that matters. You know, do something good. You know, turn around and do something good. So, you know, I was pretty proud of a lot of them. And some of them I had to put in a position that they maybe hadn't played before, you know, or hadn't played recently in practice. You know, I've got Bree Dollins. She started out the summer as a setter. I moved her to a right side hitter, and now I've got her in the middle, you know, and she did fantastic. Harper Forche, you know, started her running a right side hitter, and then she was running outside in the last set. So they're very adaptable, and that's what I appreciate about every one of them. I could, you know, have them step up into a position and they can play it.
Thank you, Coach Crum. Good luck on the road. Thank you for speaking to Fireside Guard Live.
Thanks, James.